But it's not good enough for you or him. Do you agree with that?
Oh, of course I agree. You know, we led the NFL last year. You know, we take good pride in that. So, you know, these last couple of games, you know, we're just trying to finish out strong. You know, I hope we can get in the top five or whatever. And, you know, we second in leading the team in starting offense, you know, in field position because people are not kicking the D. So when they do kick a D, you know, we just got to take advantage of it.
But there's some extreme measures from the Jets. I mean, they were kicking some real short ones. I don't know if it was because their kicker had been hurt, but they were doing some real short directional kicks.
Oh, yeah, I guess they was just not trying to kick me the ball. But like I say, when he did kick me the ball, you know, I just got to take better advantage of that, you know, and just get my offense in better field position.
How do you look at, you know, you had the fumble, you had the one bobble at the goal line, and then you had the one that was ruled down. How do you kind of look at your ball security and how that's going?
Oh, you know, I don't pay attention to that. You know, I never fumbled in my life, and, you know, the ball got away, you know, too much this week. And, you know, we've been working a lot of ball security this week. So, you know, just trying to look past that, you know, just get on, you know, into this week in Detroit. You know, his kicker is good. You know, he really don't kick it to you, but when he do kick it, you know, because people told me to take it out, you know, and just take a shot. So we just focus on this week, not worrying about last week. We got the win. That's all that matters.
Was it the gloves? You changed the gloves out after that?
No, I think it wasn't. It was me. You know, it wasn't gloves or sleeves or anything. It was all me. You know, lack of focus. You know, I just got to keep the ball in. Somebody hit me. Just make sure I keep the ball in. No fumble.
You had said last week if your playing time wasn't up to snuff, you might talk to some folks. You had, I guess, three snaps from scrimmage against the Panthers, but just one against the Jets. How do you assess that, and are you going to talk to them, or what's going on there?
You know, man, Coach Zimmer, we had a little heart-to-heart talk this morning, you know, and, you know, he kept it real with me. You know, I told him how I feel, so, you know, just talking to him, man, you know, and I believe in everything he said. You know, I stand behind him and Coach Turner, and, you know, I respect everything they're doing, you know, and just getting that talk out the way, you know, it makes me have, you know, less pressure on me, you know, and it feel good to go and sit down and talk to him.
Did you initiate that, or did he want to talk to you?
I feel like it's both of us, you know. I feel like our chemistry, you know, throughout these past couple of weeks, it's just been gaining, you know, each week and every day, you know, just trying to talk to him, you know, just tell him how I feel. You know, he always tell me just keep it straight up with him, you know, that's what I do, and I know he's going to keep it real with me.
What did you tell him? I mean, how do you feel?
That's nothing, you know, you should know, or any of y'all should know that. That's whatever me and Coach Zimmer talk about, it stay between us, and, you know, that's how I feel like it should be, and that's how it's going to be.
In the return game, does Prefer ever kind of tell you not to bring the ball out in certain situations, or does he always want you to bring it out?
No, he always, most of the time, he tell me, you know, don't bring it out. If, you know, if we going left and they kick it way right, you know, there's no use. And, you know, if he hang it up, you know, 5 seconds or something, and they already down there, you know, just take a knee. So, you know, Prefer just got that trust. We got that trust. You know, he trusted me a lot. You know, like, he trusts everybody else on the team, you know, and I respect everything he do for me, and I appreciate him day in, day out. And, you know, that's kind of trust level you need with your return coach. And I feel like our chemistry is just getting better. And this last three weeks, you know, I got to prove to him, you know, I'm back there for a reason, you know, and, you know, I just got to take full advantage of these last 3 weeks.
Earlier you talked about a lot of turnover in the special teams. Are the new guys and young guys kind of starting to get a hold of it more?
Yeah, I feel like these last couple of weeks, you know, I've been seeing the rookies, you know, they step up, they holding their ground, you know. First couple of weeks, you know, they've been missing blocks, you know, Coach Prefer got on them, you know, and, you know, they listen, you know. We like guys like that who's going to listen to the coaches and do what they say. So, you know, young guys, they step it up tremendously, and, you know, I respect everything that they kickoff return doing, you know, how they blocking for me. That's my time, you know, to show them boys, you know, what I can do back there.
Go ahead, see, I got you.
Thank you.
Thank you.